let's see. We're talking with Bar Piscopo, the Lorraine Historical Society. You've got a lot of things coming up in the next week or so, including a lot of things going on today. Let's talk about this Lorraine Proud meeting that you have scheduled for the, later today.
Okay, so the meeting will be at 6:30 this evening here at the Carnegie Center. It's really kind of a wrap-up to our events of 2018. Our Lorraine Proud group has done a number of things throughout the community during this year, and we want to give people an update. The first thing that we did was the Better Block event in collaboration with the Lorraine County Public Health Department, and that was a huge success in downtown Lorraine in May. We brought 700 people to the downtown area and showed them what a complete street would look like that was open to cars, bicycles, and pedestrians. So that was really an important event for us. We also had individual groups working on initiatives, and today we're actually going to dedicate a mural at 2:30 this afternoon on the east wall of the building, 201 West 5th Street, that's Speak of the Devil. Artist Mike Sekletar and his friends have done a beautiful updated mural of Lorraine, an old Lorraine postcard, and our group in History, Arts, and Culture used their money, as well as individual donors, put their money together to provide funding for the work on that mural. So that will be at 2:30 today. We're also going to update people on the beginnings of next year's Better Block event, and that will be on Pride Day, we believe. And also we're going to change up the location a bit. We're looking at a couple different places. We'd like to move more into a more residential area, partly because the streetscape on Broadway will be under construction during that time. So that's the purpose of today's meeting. We invite everybody who's interested in Lorraine's future to come on out.
Well, of course, you deal with a lot of things in the past, and we are on the 100th anniversary of World War I. You've got something scheduled this week for that as well, too.
Actually, I believe tomorrow at 11 o'clock, Caitlin Donaldson, our collection supervisor, will be giving the last of the tours through the Morehouse, featuring veterans from Lorraine who served in World War I. And then again on Saturday at 11 here at the Carnegie Center, Craig Semsel will give kind of a report on a lot of his research for the past 2 or 3 years. He's been researching Lorraine veterans in World War I. He already shared with us the Army folks, and I believe that this Saturday he'll focus on the Marines, on the Army, I'm sorry, on the Army. He already did the Marines. So that's at 11 o'clock here at the Carnegie Center. A nominal admission fee of $5 will be charged.
Talking with Barb Piscopo this morning from the Lorraine Historical Society. You always have things for kids, and I understand this month it's all about freighters.
It's about freighters on November the 17th. Children in grades 1 to 3 can come learn about freighters. We've got a replica of an ore ship up there, and they're going to learn about how Lorraine was really a shipbuilding community. That's really the first industry that started way back in the early 1800s. And, of course, we probably all know better American Ship that was here in Lorraine. And we have the featured Paul R. Tregurtha freighter, which is the last freighter that was built. It was a very large one. It had to be built in two different locations and then assembled, and it still sails the Great Lakes, and so we're honoring the Paul R. Tregurtha in that class.
You know, coming up to the holidays, people looking for Lorraine-centric items. You've got a lot of things like that at your gift shop, don't you?
We do. This Sunday, if you have nothing to do between 10 and 4, both the Lorraine Historical Society and Zellick's Flower Shop are having their holiday open houses. So we encourage everyone, if the weather's nice like it's supposed to be, just walk a block away and you can get all kinds of wonderful things for the holidays. Any Lorraine-themed item, handcrafted item, other seasonal gifts can be purchased right here in Lorraine.
Sounds great. Barb, people can check you out on Facebook, also LorraineHistory.org, and hopefully you'll get some good attendance for tonight's meeting. Appreciate your time, Barb.
Thank you, Bruce, very much. Thanks a lot.